And the ideas of is to get our girls and mentors out there moving. Welcome spring. But it also involves community members. I think we've had as young as two years old and as old as 85 participate. So it's you know, compete at your own level, compete with yourself, basically, but get out there and get moving with your friends and family and community members and just be healthy. And that's a big focus of what we do at the Circle program at camp as well. Then our triathlon happens the Labor Day weekend, so September 1st on a Sunday we have a triathlon over in Ashland at the River Edge Marina. And that's also a real family event. We've got some super triathletes that compete all over the country, apparently, and are very competitive, and they'll run the entire race by themselves. But we also have teams. So we have, for example, there are three levels of races, I should say, as well. So there are three different distances for each of the running, biking, and swimming races. So we also have teams where you'll have a dad will do the running and mom will do the bike and the child will swim. And so it's a real family event. And
it sounds like my kind of race.
It's so much fun. So we have, again, super athletes, and we have people that are more casual or people like me who are just trying to get out there and keep moving and you know, try to stay healthy. And it's just so much fun. And the common man comes down and they'll make breakfast for everybody. There'll be blueberry pancakes on the grill and there'll be music and all kinds of things going on. So
fantastic.
It's a lot of fun, and we have probably about 1,000 people there every year.
Well, Kathleen, how does somebody get in contact with you if they want to make either an inquiry or if they want to make a donation?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Well, the Circle Program, our office is located in Plymouth, New Hampshire, and I can give you our phone number.
Certainly.
If that helps. It's 603, of course, 536-4244. We also have a website, which is circleprogram.org. And if you're interested in either of the races, the trot or the triathlon, you can go to active.com and search for Circle Trot 2013 or Circle Triathlon 2013, and the information will pop up, and you can register right there online. And we hope to have some of you participate. That'd be great.
Well, thank you.
And again, if you know of anyone who would like to join us as a mentor too, we're always looking for new people. So if they're interested, I suggest they go to the website and check us out. Okay.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Kathleen, for calling in and giving us this concept that you have with the girls, and we appreciate all the work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity, Karen. I enjoyed talking to you.
You're welcome. That's thecircleprogram.org. And if you have an opportunity to help in any way with either mentoring or making a contribution or finding out more on how you can be involved in their triathlon or in their run, be sure you check them out. And so, Susan, what do you think about these two programs?
I think that they sound awesome. Just to hear the programs that are there for both the young men and the young girls, and working at a CareNet center before, I know that this is a great age to be able to get them headed down the right way.
And you know what I thought was really interesting? I don't know if you picked up on it, but when I asked him about where their funding was, both the Mayhew and the Circle program, I didn't hear we're depending upon federal taxpayer dollars.
No, it's up to us to help them.
Right. And it's an exciting venture that has been in New Hampshire for a while. I mean, the one thing about New Hampshire that is absolutely fascinating is that we may not give a whole lot of money out, but we certainly do volunteer a lot. And this is obviously one of those programs where people have seen a need and they've risen to the calling.
You know, I was thinking about her looking for mentors up in the Guilford, Laconia area, and thinking of the people that I know up that way. So I have to get in touch with them.
Yeah. Well, Susan is she's not a gold star mother, thank goodness. She's a blue star mom. And to be a Blue Star mother, you have to have a child that was serving in the military, both past or present, and those mothers whose children are thinking about going into the military, you could eventually join this organization.
Right.
And do you remember the starting of it, how it all got started?
Here in New Hampshire, they did have a chapter a long time ago, but Karen Thurston from Laconia, when her son deployed in 2004, I believe, she found out about the Blue Star Moms and started a group going. And when her son deployed, I think he was with the 197th Field Artillery. And so maybe that was it was 04 to 05. And she started a group, and I mean, it's grown like crazy. We actually have a Blue Star Mother's Day that's celebrated, that will be, the first one will be this year. The first Sunday after Mother's Day will be Blue Star Mother's Day, New Hampshire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, so they do a lot. We do the wreaths up at Bosquin at Christmas time, the wreath program. They do a lot with Moremart, packing bags, packages going overseas. I don't know. They have their hand in a lot.
Right. And the wreaths up at Bosquin is really an interesting effort. And when we come back after our break, we'll talk about that.
Sounds great.
This is Karen Testerman with We Hold These Truths, and we will be back after a short break with Susan Peterson with the Honor and Remember flag. This is Karen Testerman, and we're back in studio with us today on We Hold These Truths is Susan Peterson. And Susan Peterson has been on a campaign to get the Honor and Remember flag flown in the state of New Hampshire at the State Veterans Cemetery, and on specific days on top of the state house, but under the New Hampshire state flag. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
5 days. It would be Gold Star Mother's Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July,
Veterans
POW,
Day.
MIA Recognition Day, and Veterans Day.
Yeah. Yeah. And Susan, what spurred you to get involved with this particular project?
In 2010, I was listening to Dennis Miller, and he had George Lutz on, who's the founder of Honor and Remember. And George Lutz was talking about making a trip around to every state and doing presentations for the Honor and Remember flag. So I went online and looked at it, and I thought, wow, this is, my son had just deployed or had come back from deployment, luckily alive, and I was listening to his story about his son Tony, who was killed by a sniper's bullet in December of 2005. So I contacted them to ask them if they had a contact yet in New Hampshire, and he said no. So that was the beginning, and he came to New Hampshire in June of 2010. We did two presentations to a Gold Star family, Lynn and Jim Savage, for their son Matthew, and a Vietnam veteran brother. And so we were at the state house, and it was really incredible, the outpouring at that day, and everybody was behind it. The senators and the representatives were all there. And so from there, he's been going, you know, he continued on to the other states.
This is George Lutz.
George Lutz, yes.
Right.
And so they were going to start different chapters in the states, and so I told them if they ever started the program to let me know, and they did. And we've been out getting people educated on the correct information on the flag, because we had a little bit of setback last year because there was misinformation.
So you've got legislation in the state house now to try and get it flown officially.
Right. It's Senate Bill 88. We went through a hearing yesterday with the Senate committee, and it went very well. We had a Gold Star father, Mark Dakota, spoke. He's from Waterville Valley. And then we had Stephanie Willette. Her brother, Michael, was the Marine that was awarded the Navy Cross. And she spoke. And at the end of hers, she read the names of the 66 that we have had killed in action from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars.
Okay. So now tell us exactly what is an Honor and Remember flag.
The Honor and Remember flag is a specific flag it would be officially recognized symbol of military service and sacrifice. It would be like when people look at the POW-MIA flag, they think about POW-MIAs. When anybody would see this flag, they're going to think about those that have given the ultimate sacrifice.
Or wonder what that flag is.
Right. And they have, because it does fly at the monument for the POW MIA on Monument and Meredith, and several people come by because it flies underneath the POW flag there,
and
have asked
because it's a relatively
new flag.
Right.
Yes.
And it's orange or yellow and red and white.
It's the red, white, and blue, and it has like the gold star that represents the gold star families overlaid on a blue star, which there's still blue star families with the gold. It has a flame in the middle, just talking about the eternal flame, and it has the trifold American flag in the design too, because once that flag is removed from the casket and given to the family, it's never taken out again. It's put in a case. So that's part of the design too. And then it has honor and remember at the bottom.
And when you make these presentations to the Gold Star families, they actually are embroidered with the fallen soldiers' name.
Right. The Senate bill is just to get the flag adopted. But we do, our goal as a chapter is to provide every Gold Star family with an embroidered, hand-embroidered, hand-appliqued flag that would have their service member's name, the date that he was killed in action, and where that happened, whether it's World War II, Revolutionary War. They did a presentation to a generation, obviously, from a family member that had died in the Revolutionary War. So we've done Vietnam. We've done 10 presentations, and we have 3 flags that are ready to be presented that probably will be coming up shortly.
And now, where do you get your funding to pay for these flags?
Everything's fundraising. We sell flags, decals. We spoke at the Franklin Rotary Club, and they were very generous. One person flipped over the little brochure we had, and when I got in the car, there was 5 $100 bills, which went to supply 2 flags, and then some of the gentlemen did provide money to do flags for 2 Vietnam era vets from Franklin.
So those are part of the 10 presentations you've made is up in Franklin. That was pretty interesting. The reception is very positive when our people understand what in the world this is really all about. And so you said when you look up at the POW-MIA flag, we obviously think about the POW, the prisoners of war, and the missing in action. But there isn't really a flag that people can look at and say, oh, what is that? Now let's explain what that's all about. What about the sacrifice that people have given?
That's right. And the Honor Remember flag, it's not a replacement flag for our U.S. flag or intended to drape the coffin or presented to the family at a funeral. It was thoughtfully created to just fill a void and complete that circle of tribute. And so with all 3, we can give public tribute to the veterans who served, those who are captured and missing, and those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. So we have that circle of tribute, pride in active, missing, and fallen. And, you know, none of them should be forgotten. We need to remember that we have so many families here in New Hampshire that their lives have changed forever, and the grief never goes away. And, you know, we need to remember. To remember is to honor, and that's what we really want to get out and to educate our young people, because, you know, the looking at our U.S. flag or looking at any, when I look at a country flag from somewhere else, I don't think about those that have perished, you know, to protect that flag or that country. So this is a specific flag that will do that.
Well, it's interesting too, because when we really look at the statistics, it's less than 10% of our overall population have actually served in the military in any way, shape, or form. And when you and I are both associated with the military, and we don't stop and think that, oh my gosh, you know, it's such a small percentage of the overall population. But even the active duty is like 1-2% of the population that actually goes out there and serves and is willing to put their lives on their line, and many of them lose their lives.
That's right.
The other thing I think is very interesting, and you are a champion at making sure that people don't forget, that Well, we lost, what was it, 3,000 lives on 9/11, and that was well over 10 years ago, that we lose members of our military every month to service injuries, actually, right. in active duty injuries where they actually lose their lives. And so, but we don't often hear about those.
No, and I try to send out every month, the previous month, how many service members have been killed. In January, there was a total of 4. And we do now, ever since I started putting that out, there's actually a retired Army, I can say his name, I'm sure he wouldn't mind. We call him Chief, but it's John Worrell. And he has started a tradition now. On the 15th of every month, he will fly his flag at half-staff for those that have died in service from that previous month. And I'm hoping that that'll catch on, that there'll be people that will start flying their flag. When I was growing up, if the flag was at half-staff, you'd always say, oh my gosh, who died? Because it meant something. And now I think that it gets flown at half-staff sometimes for ridiculous reasons. I shouldn't use that word, but not like how I think we grew up looking at what the flag at half-staff meant. So for John to get this going again is pretty awesome.
Right. And now, you're also asking that in this legislation that they fly the flag whenever there is a member from New Hampshire
casualty.
Who has been who's lost their lives. So that would, in fact, raise a little bit more awareness of the fact that somebody in New Hampshire has just suffered this loss, and
right.
that we need to be aware of it and be thankful that we have these people who are willing to fight for our freedoms.
Exactly. And the flag, the New Hampshire, the Honor and Remember flag would fly under the state of New Hampshire flag, and we're only asking, again, the 5 days at the state capitol, not all the other municipalities around. So it's only 5 days at the state capitol underneath the state flag.
Well, but you have state organizations and different organizations around the state who are have already adopted flying the flag.
Right.
And who were some of those?
Well, that was kind of exciting. We went to speak to New Hampshire Tech, the veterans group there, and they were just so excited. They talked, the group talked to the president there of the college, and they purchased 2 flags, and they're going to be flying it at the campus. And I know that it's going to probably just grow from there because they're associated with other community colleges, and we're going to have the opportunity to go talk to their veteran groups.
And the statewide Veterans of Foreign Wars has also...
The VFW has endorsed this flag, yes.
Good, good. Now, how many other states have even been involved in this?
Actually, they're all pretty much involved now. 14 states have adopted the flag. Pennsylvania just signed legislation, too, to fly it continuously. They have 8 states that have endorsed it, and then we have the 28 that are in process, which includes New Hampshire. So, you know, hopefully New Hampshire will be the 15th state to adopt this.
And when they adopt it, they actually give permission to actually fly it over the state capitol.
Right.
And
right.
Not, but some of the states actually fly it every day.
The Pennsylvania does.
Great.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
So we're pretty excited about that. And
so how does somebody find out about the Honor and Remember flag? Or if they wanted to purchase one or any other information, how do they find that out?
They can contact me via email at nhchapter@honorandremember.org.
I almost forgot, didn't
I? I know, I did. I almost gave my personal one. So that's nhchapter@honorandremember.org. We also have an online petition, which we've had, oh my gosh, I don't even know how many signatures we have on petitions that we've had from around the state at different events. But in the last week, I think that there's been 10 that have gone online to sign the petition, which is really exciting, I think. And we do have, several veterans that are, I just got so many letters from veterans this last go around. One is from the prior chief of staff here in New Hampshire, and Gold Star families, Gold Star sisters, and I just get so humbled by them. They're caring, and they're with their loss, they're always there to be so supportive of one another. I just am amazed.
Well, I think the benefit of the Gold Star mothers even getting together, starting their own organization, which they have mm-hmm. here in New Hampshire, is good because they not only can support one another, they don't tend to dwell on the past so much as they look forward to doing other good things. And so there have been motorcycle runs. There's all kinds of
they do have different, of, yeah, the Run for the Fallen.
That's what I was
and,
trying to think
yes,
of, yeah.
The Run for the Fallen, New Hampshire, you can find that. I'm not exactly sure what their website is, but if you just Google Run for the Fallen, New Hampshire, Julie Hurry is the organizer of that, and they've done a fantastic job. I don't have the exact date, sorry about that, but it is in September, the next one that they will be having, and they're a huge supporter of our families here in New Hampshire.
Right. You can go to runforthefallennh.org, and you'll find information about that. Their run, again, is September 15th of 2013. And they do an annual marathon. It's not a marathon, though, is it? It's just a run. It's a 5K run.
Yeah, and walk or run, and they have trolleys that go, so even if you can only walk 100 feet, there's somebody to pick you up and take you the whole route. You know, it's not a race. It's more of just awareness.
Yeah. And what did they do with their the funds that they raised from this?
Everything goes back into the next year of fundraising.
Right.
And
right.
They sell different, I think they have some items on their website, T-shirts, sweatshirts, and items that you can buy that nobody gets. Everything's volunteers, so nobody takes a salary.
Right. And so their primary purpose is to raise awareness of the loss of life that
right.
has been given. I know that there are organizations like the River Rats that will raise funds for a pilot. Like we just lost an F-16 pilot, mm-hmm. And so the River Rats have been taking up collections to help with the college education of that gentleman's offspring, his children. And so these are things that the military members do, even though they've gotten out of the military and so forth, to go forward. We Hold These Truths is the name of this radio program. My name is Karen Testerman. We've been talking with Susan Peterson with the Honor and Remember flag. So if you have any opportunity to go check that out, please go to honorandremembernewhampshire.org. No?
New Hampshire chapter. At honorandremember.org. That's my email address, and I'll get them the information.
Okay. New Hampshire chapter at honorandremember.org. Thank you, and we'll see you next week. I'll hear you next week. Talk to you next week. This is Karen Testerman with We Hold These Truths.